Well, Lorena, I don't know about you, but I am ready to kick off summer, and this weekend is it.
Yes, Memorial Day weekend.
Lots to do, so let's get to it.
All
Let's round
right.
it up.
The unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day weekend. So, of course, we have what is now known as the Las Cruces Wine Festival, formerly the Southern New Mexico Wine Festival. I'm not sure why the name changed, but the event's still the same good old event.
Istanbul was once Constantinople.
So,
Even
tomato, tomato.
old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why
Okay.
they changed it, I can't say.
But this one, of course, if you've never been, Southern New Mexico State Fairgrounds kicks off on Saturday all the way through Memorial Day. They do have a VIP hour, which is an earlier start, I believe, to the whole festival. You have a whole hour to kind of roam around yourself if you buy that VIP ticket. But overall, you get some wine samples, you have good food, live music, vendors. They usually always have a kids area, so it is a family event, but do be smart and do be safe about, attending and drinking and getting a
Designated
safe ride
driver
home. Yeah.
or Uber or whatever that fancy thing kids are doing these
Yep.
days with rides. Now, there's something else going on. Is this new, the Mayor's Jazz Fest?
No, usually, it's basically the kickoff of the Summer Music in the Park series, but the first one in the series is usually known as the Mayor's Jazz Festival, and this is going to be taking place on the plaza, and it's going to feature some really nice, good jazz and blues bands that are going to be performing Sunday, 6 p.m., May 28th, and it is free. So, like I said, it's pretty much the kickoff to the Summer in the Park series. But they do hold a special event for that first performance.
Let's move it along with a town that balloons in size. That is Elephant Butte.
Yes, Elephant Butte holds their annual Freedom Flag Boat Parade. So if you've never been, they have a really nice boat parade on the water. And this is really a Memorial Day kind of event where they do honor POD, MIA, servicemen and women, and just really, it is one of those kinds of Memorial Day events. It's not just an event for fun, but also to kind of highlight this holiday.
Windrider Mountain Festival, if you want to keep cool.
Yes, so you can head up over to Alto, New Mexico. It's at Ski Apache. They have some really great summer events that they do. So if you've never been up there in the summer, it's not just a ski resort. So you can head over Friday through Sunday. They're going to have a bunch of music, 25 plus bands playing on two different stages, barbecue food, craft beer, outdoor activities, local vendor, arts, and other kinds of performances.
If that weren't enough, there's the Silver City Blues Festival.
Yep, the annual Blues Festival kicks off Friday all the way through Sunday, so you have that extra Monday maybe to catch one of these other festivals.
Or to
Kind of make a weekend of
recuperate.
it, or recuperate. And that's always at Go Park in Silver City, and there's concerts, vendors, foods. They usually do have motorcycle tours and glass torch working competition. I don't know what that is. Sounds really interesting.
Sounds a glass torching competition.
Yeah.
And what's on taste for your impulse?
Hacienda de Mesilla, formerly Maison de Mesilla.
Oh, no way. They changed names.
Yeah, owners, but completely different owners now, fully completely different owners. The people who owned La Posta, their son is actually going to be running this. And so
Good
far,
family name.
yeah, good
So
family name,
that's got going for
local.
that.
They got a really nice grasp on what the community loves and kind of what we love to eat. So right now their cantina is open, so their bar area is open, and they have some incredible looking bar food. Like if you saw these photos that are gonna be in Pulse tomorrow, you'd get extremely hungry. They have these street corn nachos that are stacked really high with
Street corn nachos.
street style corn tortilla chips. So they're like red, blue, different kinds of colors, topped with black beans, cotija cheese and jalapenos, and then topped with Mexican crema. And Cassie, who wrote the article, very much applauds the fact that they stack the nachos and layer them so you get like a nice distribution of stuff all throughout.
That's the masterfulness of
Exactly.
nachos.
And they have a ton of stuff, but they also have lobster tacos. That's a little bit more on the pricey side, but they also have southwestern calamari that you can try. That just sounds and looks pretty incredible. So it's just probably right now really great. Stop by, get some drinks, get some good food, share a nice plate with a friend, and check it out. Well, their full restaurant's going to be opening up soon as well.
Well, Lorena, thank you very much.
Thank you.